For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. A brush fire that erupted in the hills west of Murrieta is holding at 138 acres today with 45% containment. The blaze was initially reported at 2:50 p.m. Tuesday in the area via Volcano and Tanaja roads in the unincorporated community of La Cresta along the boundary of the Santa Rosa Plateau Ecological Preserve. One evacuation order remains in place while several others have been downgraded to warnings. There have been no reports of any structural damage. An evacuation and reception center has been established at Chaparral High School in Temecula. Evacuees with large animals are encouraged to leave them at the Murrieta Equestrian Center. The cause of the fire is under investigation. For years, tribal casinos in California have claimed they have exclusive rights to host blackjack and other Las Vegas-style gambling. They want to keep these games out of the private card rooms they compete with, and they've spent tens of millions of dollars appealing to courts, voters, and the legislature to do it. Now, tribes are facing yet another defeat in the wake of a new court ruling Tuesday from a San Francisco judge. CalMatters' Ryan Sabalo has the details.
Earlier this year, Attorney General Rob Bonta sided with the casinos when he moved to ban blackjack at private card rooms through a rule change under the state's Bureau of Gambling Control. But Superior Court Judge Richard Darwin ruled that the Bureau didn't have the legal authority to do that, dealing a win to card room operators who say the ruling once again proves their business model is legal.
CalMatters' Ryan Sabalo. A spokesperson from Attorney General Bonta's office said officials were disappointed in the ruling and are reviewing their options. Last week, the Trump administration declined to renew the U.S.'s trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, instead opting into an annual review process. As Cap Radio's Chris Feltz reports, California's avocado industry is now pushing policies as part of future negotiations to protect growers.
The California Avocado Commission is urging federal officials to adopt a seasonal tariff rate quota on Mexican avocado imports. Commission President Ken Melbin says the tariff would help put a ceiling on how much avocados would be imported from March to September, California's primary harvest window.
Our growers just want to compete. That's all they want to do. They're not looking for a handout. They are just looking for an opportunity to compete in what really is a very unfair market situation.
Melbin points to Mexico's unfair labor practices as difficult advantages to compete with. He says since 1997, California's once dominant domestic avocado market fell to just 10%, with Mexico providing around 85% of the U.S.'s demand today. The commission is also asking federal officials to strengthen inspection requirements to prevent invasive pests and diseases. Chris Feltz, Cap Radio News.
A federal judge has rejected a Trump administration effort to shift how states spend federal homelessness money. It's a win for California in what's been an ongoing legal battle. Marisa Kendall with our California newsroom partner CalMatters has the details.
The Trump administration has been pushing since last year to require states to reprioritize how they spend federal homelessness money. The idea is to shift funding priorities away from permanent housing and toward temporary shelters and programs that require sobriety. This is the opposite of how California currently prioritizes homeless funding. California counties spend 90% of these funds on long-term housing, which experts say is the most effective way to get someone out of homelessness. This latest ruling, which came down in late June, voids Trump's 2025 funding change, though the judge stopped short of banning the Trump administration from making such changes in the future.
CalMatters' Marisa Kendall. On Tuesday, California Attorney General Rob Bonta joined more than 20 other states in a new lawsuit, this time challenging additional actions the federal government has taken in 2026 to steer funding away from permanent housing programs. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.